At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Melinda from Auburn is. Melinda, are you there?
I am.
Melinda, good morning to you. Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing along at home, Melinda is going to have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Which cereal does Tony the Tiger represent?
Frosted Flakes.
Correct. Which dam generates the most hydroelectric power in the United States?
Grand Coulee.
That's right. In what mid-90s year did Friends debut?
93?
No.
94.
Yes. What toy company released Barbie in 1959?
Mattel.
Correct. In what organ of the human body would you find hepatocytes?
Your heart?
No.
Kidney?
No.
Liver.
Yes. Which movie starring Russell Crowe and Joaquin Phoenix was set in Rome?
A Gladiator?
Yes. In which Midwestern state will you find the world's largest rocking chair and the world's largest mailbox?
Tennessee?
No.
Pass.
What performer was born Sherilyn Sarkeesian?
Sheryl Crow?
No.
Pass.
Who comes after the vice president in the line of succession?
Speaker of the House?
Correct. Which country invented fireworks? Say it again?
China?
Yes! Oh my gosh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct this morning, yes. Melinda.
Ooh, you're going down, Mig.
That is right! That's my girl! Here he comes. He's back.
Yes!
I feel like Melinda's already celebrating.
Oh, boy!
Just want you to know,
she did good.
She did very well.
Great.
Are you feeling ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go! What cereal does Tony the Tiger represent?
Frosted Flakes.
That is correct. Which dam generates the most hydroelectric power in the United States?
The Hoover?
No.
The Beaver?
No.
I don't know. The gosh darn dam?
No. In what mid-90s year did Friends debut?
What mid-90s? 94.
Yes. What toy company released Barbie in 1959?
Mattel.
Yes. In what organ of the human body would you find hepatocytes?
What organ? The liver.
Yes.
Oh.
What movie starring Russell Crowe and Joaquin Phoenix was set in Rome?
Gladiator.
Correct. In which Midwestern state will you find the world's largest rocking chair and the world's largest mailbox?
Ohio?
No.
Illinois.
Yes. What performer was born Sherilyn Sarkeesian?
Cher?
Yes. Who comes after the vice president in the line of succession?
The Secretary of State?
No.
The Treasurer?
No.
The Secretary?
No. Which country invented fireworks?
China.
Yes. And Steve, with that, you scored 8, which is a lovely score, but it's a tie.
Oh.
8-8. God. Melinda, very well done, my friend.
Thank you so much. This was really fun.
Awesome, Melinda.
Let's
great game.
Let's do it again, Melinda. All right, Steve, the dam that generates the most hydroelectric power in the United States is right here in Washington, the Grand Coulee Dam.
Oh, even if you said it was in Washington, I wouldn't have gotten it right.
Have you not been to the Grand Coulee Dam?
Is that kind of like by like...
Coulee City?
I was gonna say, what's that place where everyone likes to go party?
Banks Lake?
It's one of those lakes.
Yes.
Yeah. Like by Lake Chelan.
Yeah, it's not too far from there.
Okay.
And then after the vice president in the line of succession, you got Speaker of the House.
Speaker of the House.
Also, if you want to see a really educational laser show, go to the Grand Coulee Dam.
Really?
They do an educational laser show all summer long.
And what are they teaching you?
About the dam.
Great.
Show.
Rockaholics, we got a DM from a listener. His name is Craig, and he shared with us something a little bit odd, but also awesome that happened last night at the Mariners game. And it's all in honor of Cal Raleigh's behind.
Big
You're
going
to hear what they did for Big Dumper's butt after Nirvana. Migs, this morning you got a DM on your Instagram page, as I understand it.
I did. It was from a guy by the name of Chris. And he just DM'd. Craig wrote, he said, I don't know if you heard about this, but at last night's Mariners game, all the players had walk-up songs that were a tribute to Cal's butt, Cal Raleigh. And did you see the t-shirts that all the players were wearing?
No!
It said like something like, be a peach, and it's a peach emoji. Vote for Cal and the all. I'm like, they got to put these t-shirts in the team store.
I will invest.
I would imagine a lot of people would end up buying them. But it's a lot of fun to see like how much the team has embraced Cal's butt. So I went online and somebody did put out the playlist of the songs of all the Mariners players and what song they came out to. So I figured we'd play a little bit of each one to see if you're familiar with these songs. I didn't realize how many songs there are about people's butts, but there's a lot. Shockingly, most of them are not in the rock world.
Really?
Maybe one's in the country world and the rest are a little bit like hip-hop, R&B infused.
Sure.
Okay, so this is J.P. Crawford's walk-up song that he came out to in honor of Cal Raleigh's butt.
Now let me see you shake it up like a rock shaker. All I wanna do is zoom, 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 and I
okay, zoom. You clearly know this one.
Oh, yeah.
You remember who wrote this song?
Rex and Effect?
Rex and Effect. Yep, Rum Shaker. So that's J.P. Crawford. Next one is Julio Rodriguez. This is the song that he came out to in honor of Cal Raleigh's. This is a great butt playlist that you can put on your Apple Music or Spotify.
Now let me see that booty work, booty work, booty work.
Do you know that one?
No idea.
I feel like that song probably gets played next door at Dreamgirls a lot as well. T-Pain.
Oh, T-Pain. All right.
All right. Next up, this is Cal Raleigh. And this is, I think, his song that he always comes out to, which is a great nod to the Pacific Northwest.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Now when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung.
I would say that's the goat of all butt songs.
It really is.
All right, next
goat
up.
Of all, if we were to award the greatest butt song ever,
it has to be Sir Mix-a-Lot's Baby Got Back.
Absolutely.
All right, the man who had 2 home runs, including his 100th last night, Randy Arozarena. Here's his song that he did in honor of Cal Raleigh's butt.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours, damn right.
If people could see the look on your face when the beginning of that song started, you were so fired up. Do you remember the music video?
Oh my gosh, yes.
So good.
Is it Kelis?
Kellis or Kelis?
Yeah.
Yeah, milkshake.
Yeah.
All right, next up is Dominic Canzone. And Dominic, clearly not a hip-hop guy. He decided to go down the country road. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Shut my mouth, slap your grandma. There ought to be a law. Get the sheriff on the phone. Lord have mercy, how she even gets them bridges on. That honky-tonk, the donkey-donk.
I didn't realize there was a song called Honky Tonk Badonkadonk. Do you know who that was?
No idea.
Trace Adkins.
Trace Adkins. I mean, I've heard that song before.
All right, up next for the Seattle Mariners is Donovan Solano. And here's the song that he decided to come out to in honor of Cal Raleigh being Big Dumper.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass. No trouble. I'm all about
remember this
that
one?
Bass,
yeah.
Megan Trainor.
I'm all
about that. Honestly, it took me a second to realize that all about that bass meant bottom end.
That booty.
Meant booty and treble. Top end. So she's more about the bottom than the top. All right, next up, Mitch Garver. Now, he's not doing hip-hop, not doing country. He decided to come out to a classic old song, this one. You remember who did this one?
No.
Peaches and Herb. Honestly, I was 2 years old. I did not realize, and how stupid am I to not realize this, but your groove thing is your butt.
I mean, what else do you shake when you groove, Steve?
I didn't ever even put 2 and 2 together that they were shaking their butt until I watched the music video. And whoever the girl is that's singing in that, she's just grinding up on the dude that's singing. I'm like, this is a good duet right here.
I love it.
You're feeling it. All right, next up for the Seattle Mariners would be Miles. Man, I don't know how to pronounce it. Mastrobuoni?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Nailed it.
All right, he came out to this song. Little James Brown. Also today, years old, I didn't realize that the thing was your butt.
Yeah, get up off that thing.
Oh, so you knew that.
Well, what else was the thing?
I mean, I had a couple other guesses, but no, I clearly was wrong. And finally, batting ninth for the Seattle Mariners, coming out in honor of Cal Raleigh and being Big Dumper. This is Cole Young's entrance song. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know booty is booty.
You got that one right, yeah. Steve.
Do you remember who did this song?
That I do not.
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Was it?
Yeah.
So are they going to continue doing this, or was this just a one-night thing?
I don't know, and I love that they just randomly picked. I mean, I guess you're getting closer and closer to the All-Star, and they want to make sure All-Star break, and they want to make sure people are voting for Cal Raleigh, get the MVP chance going as well. And then, of course, last night we had this moment happen. So I guess the walk-up songs worked because...
Deep out to right center field. Does he get enough of it?
Big butt just crushing home runs.
The Daily Mix Show.
Could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? If so, we're going to hook you up with tickets to Volbeat with Hailstorm, and that show is happening at White River Amphitheater on July 21st. We can now say this month, July 21st. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you would like to play Hook or Shook at 920.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
It's time for Hook or Shook. The game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to see Volbeat with Hailstorm, and that's happening on July 21st at White River Amphitheater. Say hello to our contestant this morning. It is Alan. What's up, Alan?
What's going on?
Are you ready to rock this thing?
I'm going to give it a shot.
We're going to spin the wheel and see if you are playing with me or Migs.
I mean, we don't really have to spin the wheel. You know, we'll just have you play. Taryn, it's you because I'm...
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. What am I even doing?
I don't know. I was kind of. I was waiting to see how long until you figured out.
It's me. And here's why. Because Danny is with his daughter today. And I completely forgot that there's no wheel to spin today.
And I'm the one who picked the song. So I did have a little bit of an advantage.
All right, Alan, unfortunately, you're stuck with me. Are you ready for your clip?
I think so. Let's give it a shot.
All right, here it is.
Here we go.
Oh, let's hear it one more time, please.
Okay, here you go. And if you need a hint, hopefully Taryn can help you.
I can.
I know what it is.
The singer was in House of Pain.
I want to say it's Everlast.
Yes.
What It's Like.
Boom! You think you really might know what it's
like. Nice job.
See, it's an easy game.
Still, I'll never forget the first time I heard this song and having to do like a, wait a second. The jump around guy from House of Pain, this is him. And I got to see them at the Crocodile when he first put out this song, which is forever ago.
Oh, my gosh.
It always reminds me of Mrs. Doubtfire.
Well, I don't remember. I've never seen Mrs. Doubtfire. What happened in Mrs. Doubtfire?
House of Pain's in there, and Robin Williams and his kids.
That's when they're dancing on the table.
See,
yeah. I remember
that's
now.
That's awesome.
All right, Migs, I am ready for my clip.
Okay, here you go, Taryn. Don't mess it up.
Oh, that would be You Give Love a Bad Name by Bon Jovi.
And thanks to Taryn Daly, she's giving you, Alan, tickets to see Volbeat with Hailstorm.
Congratulations, Alan. You did a great job today, my friend. And that's going to be such a fun show. I just love going to White River. It with the mountain in the background there, cold beer in my hand.
The sweet scent of cow manure.
Just, well, that's like sounds like my home, though.
It can't go wrong. The Daily
Mix Show. If we have talked about something this morning that you would like to chat with us about, go ahead and call in now. 206-803-ROCK is our number, and we will check in with the Rockaholics after Red Hot Chili Peppers. Thanks for all the great calls and texts this morning. We just have not been able to chat with everyone yet, Steve. But the time has come. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, so call up if you'd like to chime in on anything from our show today, or if you have something on your mind that you just got to discuss with ourselves. 206-803-ROCK. My goodness.
Well, I know we got a call off the air, and you didn't want to go on the air with us, and we actually got a couple of texts about this as well. I guess we haven't addressed it around this time of the show. Somebody said, hey, Taryn, did you ever make it to Lopez Island over the weekend?
Sure did. We walked onto the ferry, which is always a blast. And my favorite quote from Barrett on the boat was, man, the guy who built this boat did a really nice job. And he was right. We rode the Yakima and the Chelan. They were both very nice boats.
I wonder if we could get a hold of the man or the group of people that built that boat so that Barrett could actually talk to them on the air. That would be awesome.
Oh, yeah. And we got to, you know, we walked around the docks. We had great food at the Islander Resort. We played cornhole and ping pong. It just was an awesome, awesome weekend.
Somebody texted yesterday. We never got to it. I don't have the text in front of me, but they brought up something about you and your husband in cornhole.
Yeah. So Brad's radio partner, John, and his wife, Christine, or girlfriend, Christine, were also there. And so we were playing cornhole against each other, which, by the way, Barrett is like the worst cheater. He doesn't know the rules.
Oh,
it's just terrible. He just like carries the bags over and throws them in the hole.
Oh, him and Tata would have a blast together because that's how she plays cornhole, too. I'm like, that. You try and explain it to them. And then you realize, why am I getting frustrated about this? Go play the dumb game however you want. If you want to throw the beanbags in the hole, standing 3 inches from the hole, knock yourself out.
But what's really nice, though, is if you stay at the Islander Resort, they have like a shuttle van that can run you back and forth to the ferry. So for any reason you can't get on with your car, you can always walk on and they'll come pick you up. So that's what we did. And it was so great. And I can't wait to go back. It's never enough time up there on Lopez.
Next time you go, are you going to try and get a spot on the ferry with your car, though?
I would like that because then I can bring more things. We were very limited in our items, but we made it work.
But sometimes in a way, like I feel like that makes it even more fun that you're not like bound to all the things that you've brought. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean?
Absolutely.
Somebody texted in earlier. We were having a conversation because we talked to a guy yesterday around this time. I believe his name was Tony. And he shared how his kids surprised him with tickets, airfare, all the stuff to go see Black Sabbath's final show, which is happening this weekend with Ozzy.
So cool.
And so we ended up getting a bunch of calls and texts from people who the coolest thing that they did for their parents or the coolest thing their kid ever did for them. And some of the text messages are just awesome. One person said, my daughter saved up her allowance and bought me a vinyl copy of Appetite for Destruction because I told her that was the first album I ever bought. Oh. I legit teared up.
That's very sweet and so thoughtful.
I like this one. When I turned 50, my kids recreated an old photo of them as toddlers wearing Kiss makeup. Only now they're grown men. I framed it. It's in my man cave.
Aww.
Another person says, I was at the Everett Event Center the morning Dolly Parton tickets went on sale. I was renewing my season tickets, and I asked about the Dolly Parton concert for Mother's Day, and it turned out they opened up some tickets at that moment, and I was able to get them for their parents.
Dude, I saw that Dolly is coming to Vegas for like a little, I don't know if it's like a residency or just like a handful of shows. I would really like to see her at some point in my life while she's still around.
Her and Willie Nelson. They should tour together and just say, here's your chance, people.
We get to see
just in case
our life leaders.
I don't know if you want to call it the just in case tour, but just in case. Oh, one person did text in, and I'm curious what your answer is. That we were talking about the guy who was racing, and his unit ended up coming out of the shorts in like a big race, right? And they wanted to know if Brad's ever worn any me undies before.
No, he has not worn any me undies.
And then they wrote, if you know, you know, and I do know.
What are me undies?
So me undies is a brand that is like a subscription underwear brand, but I think you can just now buy them one-offs. If it is the most flattering underwear. To the point where my wife would never comment on things like that kind of, like, she's not that kind of a person that talks about, like, hey, look at what you're packing. But me undies, I don't know what they've done, but they've created an underwear that is like the push-up bra for men and their boys.
Oh, my gosh.
And they don't say it in their advertising. I think they're just like, wait until you put them on, and then word of mouth will just spread. And I remember when I first got a pair and I mentioned on the air, and then all these text messages from people are like, dude, same with me. I never had more conversations about packages in my entire life. I don't know what it is about their underwear, but you owe it to Brad to get them. Owe it to yourself.
Okay.
And I want to get your review when you get him a pair. He can borrow one of mine if he'd like.
Okay, I think he'd be down for that.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
The Daily Migs Show.
A movie is being made about a very well-known rock band that we will forever have a very strange connection to. And Steve, it involves our lips.
Yes.
You're going to hear who it is at 9:50. There is an upcoming biopic about the Scorpions called Winds of Change. And they have announced the cast.
This is the song right here.
This is the jam.
The whistling. Classic.
Okay. So great.
Yes.
So Dominic West is going to be in it.
I don't know who that is.
He, most recently, I watched him in The Crown. He played Prince Charles.
Okay.
He was fantastic. Alexander Draiman is a German actor, and so is Ludwig Trepti. And they're filming right now in London, and they're planning to release it by probably the end of this year.
Well, I'm hoping that if they're going to do a movie about it, they include the greatest moment ever in the band's history, and that's when Klaus, their lead singer, joined us to judge our whistling competition. And it went like this. For the entire week, we've been arguing over who's a better whistler. And it all stems from the fact that your song, Winds of Change, is one of the greatest rock songs that involves whistling in it. So if you don't mind, if you're ready, we want to see if you could pick who on our show is a better whistler.
Okay. You want to give it to me?
Okay. So, Taryn, you'll start off. Okay. That's Taryn. Wow. Now, here's me. I'm Steve.
Okay.
I'm nervous.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time whistling right now. I'm whistling for a legend.
Whistling for Klaus Meine. Come on, Steve.
I can't do it.
Do you have any advice for these guys on working on their whistling? Because that was very embarrassing.
I think it's not such a big deal, you know. I would think everybody can put out like a little whistle.
He's not wrong. Just couldn't do it at that moment.
You had a little stage fright.
And then
Steve.
He shared a great story. I did. He shared a great story about how like the band didn't even want to keep the whistling in the song.
And now that's one of the probably most celebrated whistling tracks of our time.
That and the Guns N' Roses song, Patience. I can't think of anything else that's really on that level.
What about...
Oh, okay.
Don't worry. Be happy now.
Which makes everybody angry.
The Men's Room have their next world tour stop happening Saturday, July 19th in Bremerton with live music, food, and drinks. All the details can be found at KISW.com, and we'll see you there.
Nice whistling.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle is with us, counting down the hours until you head across the pond for the Black Sabbath show.
Birmingham.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
I'm antsy.
No.
I'm antsy. I'm just ready to get the show on the road.
Have you packed?
No.
How long is the flight?
It's 9 hours to Dublin. Ooh. And then I have 2.5 hours in Dublin for beer and whiskey, which will be, noon there, which is fine. But I believe that's like 4 a.m. here.
So if you go back to the packing, do you pack the morning of? Do you pack the night before? What kind of a packer are you?
I have a late flight, so I'll pack tomorrow at some point.
Okay, yeah, because my wife, she'll start packing a week leading up. And I'm like, I haven't even thought about what I'm putting in that suitcase until the day before.
And, it's not like I'm leaving for 2 weeks. I'm going to be gone for 4 days, so I'll be okay.
Spray a shirt and some jeans.
Exactly. Yeah. One clean pair of socks.
Fortunately, they probably sell clothes over there.
That's right, they do.
Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. Speaking of clothes, the CEO. Hawks might have some new threads next season. Looks like they're going to be unveiling the white and silver road throwback uniforms sometime later this month to complement their royal blue ones as another alternate and another way to get my money.
I was really excited because at first I'm like, I can't really picture it in my head, but then when I looked it up, I was like, oh, this is my childhood.
They are so clean.
It's so exciting.
We're getting one step closer to just going full on vintage look for the Seahawks, which I'm all on board for.
Leather helmets.
Yeah,
okay, maybe not that vintage.
There's a 43-year-old Florida man who went to the hospital for emergency surgery after being stabbed. But while he was undergoing surgery, the nurses discovered that he had, within his person, drugs, a crack pipe, and a lighter up in the backside.
In the crack pipe.
Yeah, in the
crack.
Yeah.
His name is Michael.
That's called the prison wallet.
The prison wallet.
His name is Michael O'Neill, and apparently he's got a lengthy drug-related criminal record. Now he's facing new charges for possession and, continues his unusual habit of hiding his drugs in his body.
You can butt chug a Bud Light.
No problem. Probably quicker than most people can chug a Bud Light. Hey, Mariners, they won. They're playing again today. They ended up beating the Royals 6-2. Cal Raleigh, his 33rd home run. He's looking damn good leading up to the All-Star break. But they play again tonight over at T-Mobile Park. So go, Mariners. Hopefully the winning ways continue. As far as weather, we're in a high of 81 degrees. It'll be a nice, hot, clear day. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with your Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Migs Show.
Daily Migs Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.